Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking global economics with Mehmet Tosun. He's associate professor and chair of the College of Business at UNR. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mylon Hawkins, Fred Locken, and Aaron Johnson. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Mehmet Tosun. He is associate professor and chair of the College of Business at the University of Nevada, Reno. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sam.
So let's start out with news of the day, which is President Obama revealing his carbon-cutting emission standards. What is this going to do to the coal industry, and how is this going to change our country? Because it seems at a time when, you know, natural gas is so inexpensive, and gasoline is so expensive, that we're changing to this whole new world that is going to be, I think, inevitably more expensive.
Right. So, so the things that are kind of happening in the coal, I guess, has been, you know, going on for quite some time now. At least attempt to kind of like move away from coal. And of course, the coal industry, you know, came up with the Clean Coal campaign and tried to respond to that. But it was sort of expected to basically look for these alternative, you know, energy resources. And that was, of course, that has always been sort of a negative news regarding coal. Now, I actually lived in West Virginia for 5 years, and West Virginia is the second largest coal producer after Wyoming. And the entire 5 years that I lived there, and I was actually doing kind of applied research in a business and economic research bureau within the university. And the big talk was like to diversify the economy away from the coal. So like we're too much concentrated on coal economy. Let's kind of like, you know, diversify. Let's move away from coal and look for alternative resources. So that's, of course, has been sort of a trend. And I guess the more that you see, like, you know, people and, of course, like policies being more sensitive to environmental issues and, you know, carbon emissions and so on, I mean, you'll basically see that trend to continue. So that's probably a negative effect on the coal industry, you know, maybe in the short run as well, and definitely in the long run.
And what about the effect on the economy as a whole? You know, when a time when we should be paying less, we're going to end up paying more, correct?
Right. So, well, I don't think that economies really, you know, turn away from coal that quickly. I think we are still, you know, very dependent on coal in electricity, you know, generation. So the overall, you know, energy products are not as expensive as, like, you know, 5-10 years ago. So the oil prices, you know, have gone down, of course, significantly, and that affected, of course, all the other energy products, including coal. So I guess it is okay for the prices to go up a little bit. You know, that won't probably affect the economy as much. And again, if it is, you know, the economy turns into these other energy products that turn out to be a little cheaper in the long run, well, that will be actually good news for the economy.
Do you see manufacturing returning in the United States in terms of solar panels and things like that to where the cost will come down?
Yeah, I mean, it could. So, you know, the you know, the thing that people were saying before was that, well, you know, like, solar energy is still just too expensive and it is not really economical to use much of it. But the technology is improving regarding that, right? So they are finding, you know, better ways to basically, you know, basically get more energy out of solar and other energy products at lower cost. So that will, of course, like, you know, make that cost cheaper to the economy.
And it's interesting to see the power companies now in flux because with net metering, they are losing money and they want to recapture that money for infrastructure. And so they want to do away with the system that's been there, which is if you have solar energy, you can sell the power back. And they want to cut that amount in half. Do you see a change in power companies in the next decade of where will they remain as powerful as they are today, or are you going to see a whole different system? Is it going to get diversified there too?
Yeah, there could be. I mean, you know, obviously when these things are happening and in the energy, I think, you know, it's a pretty dynamic market, and we will definitely see more things happening. I mean, the energy companies will have to respond. Now, how much of a response, how quickly, I don't know at this point, but, you know, there will definitely be a response from them.
And we will see first line here in Nevada because the battle is on at the PUC, that's for sure. Another thing that's at the top of the news is Puerto Rico defaulting on its debt. What do you think about this? And it's a territory, it's not a state. I'm not sure what the rules are in terms of a balanced budget are for a place like Puerto Rico, but they're basically doing what companies are doing. I mean, you know, UC Caesars Entertainment trying to walk away from $10 billion of the $23 billion that it owes. You know, it's only three times as much for Puerto Rico, so really, what's the difference here? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not also clear about the balanced budget. With the states, of course, you know, states have to balance their budgets, right? So, and actually with the states, there are positives and negatives, of course, like the positive is that, well, you know, they have to be careful about their budgets, right? So that's, I guess, a good thing. You know, they cannot really run, you know, budget deficits. But the bad news is, of course, like for them to, you know, really limit the, let's say, the fiscal stimulus, like government spending at the state and local level, that actually may be required in certain times, especially when the economy is getting out of recession and there's recovery happening. Now, in the case of Puerto Rico, I guess, like, you know, maybe similar stories in Europe as well, like, you know, Greece and so on. Well, I don't know about the Puerto Rico case in terms of the government spending. Like in the case of Greece, you know, obviously, you know, this, you know, overspending, you know, on the consumer side, on the government side, led to, of course, an unsustainable, you know, debt and, you know, led to, of course, a crisis in the future. Well, crisis right now, and I guess like that will continue
ongoing,
in the future. Ongoing crisis, basically, in Europe. And in the case of Puerto Rico, I guess you need to look at where that really exactly, you know, come from. Like, so how did that debt really arise? I mean, was it just like something that, you know, the country was sort of like irrationally engaging, like, you know, basically financing a big welfare state, you know, too much money going into consumer spending. So you need to, I guess, like, you know, look at the composition of that.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. More on the economy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mehmet Tosun. He's associate professor and chair of the College of Business at UNR. So you were talking about Greece earlier. And, you know, we have spent so much time in the news media talking about Greece. But really, there is almost no effect on the United States, correct?
Yeah, not directly, you know, from Greece, but of course, like, if you think about the debt crisis that happened in Europe and overall, like, European responses and everything, yeah, that affects the American economy.
In what way?
Well, first of all, let's see now. The European Central Bank, of course, you know, did sort of like the same thing, or kind of like doing, I guess, still the same thing that the Federal Reserve Bank did here, you know, which is like basically inject more money, more euros into the system. Quantitative easing, basically. So that's, of course, you know, going to have repercussions, such as, you know, one, you know, important impact of that, you know, could be, you know, the U.S. dollar becomes stronger against the euro, which basically happened. It's like, you know, getting pretty close to basically parity with you know, U.S. dollar at this point. So,
which is good news if you're traveling to Europe for a vacation this year.
Exactly.
So, and but I was not actually, good news if you're manufacturing something.
I was there recently, as I just mentioned to you before during the break. That definitely, of course, helps us, you know, when we visit. But of course, like the other thing is that, well, what is happening in Europe, for instance, European economy, well, it is still a big economy, right? So everybody talks about China, but, you know, European economy is also pretty big. So when the European economy is doing well, well, that, of course, creates demand for U.S. products, and U.S. exports, of course, benefit from that, you know, demand-driven growth. So economies are all connected, you know, around the world. So we will definitely be impacted by what's happening in Europe. And Greece is a very small country, but, you know, for the European Union and for the euro, it still plays an important role. I mean, some people were arguing that the Greek exit, the Grexit, as they called it, could actually lead to really a breakdown of the entire system.
If they were to leave the euro.
If they were to leave the euro.
Do you think that's likely? It seems to me,
I've seen that
there would be so much pain caused by that Greece would take 100 years to recover.
That's right. That's right. It is. It will be very painful for Greek people, and it will be very painful for Europe. And that's not going to happen. I think they really moved away from that at this point.
Okay, let's look at the United States, because the United States, it's been a long time, according to the official numbers, that we've been out of the recession. And yet there's still a lot of people that look at this and go, we don't see growth the way we would anticipate seeing growth.
Right. Well, and that's true. That's true. I mean, so the BEA, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, announced the new numbers. So people were expecting 3%, 12-month basis, 3%, GDP growth in the second quarter. I think it turned out to be 2.3, which, as I understand, is sort of like the average, of the period since the recession. So, you should, when you are talking about like a strong growth or a healthy growth or recovery, I mean, you should be basically seeing that growth rate to be higher than the previous average, and that's not happening.
We're so
not
where would you want to see growth being? What percentage?
So again, the experts, I think, were expecting something more around 3% growth. It is still very much better than the first quarter. The first quarter, I think, was 0.6%. So the 2.3 is still much better. But it is still below the expectations. And again, if you want recovery to be really happening at a strong level, we're not seeing that. Now, of course, there are many factors. I mean, I don't know if you want me to.
Of course.
Yeah. So many factors that derive that. We talked about demand, driven growth, right? So I mentioned Europe, but of course, China is the other big giant, in Asia. So the growth in China, of course, is not as high as before, so you are not seeing the same kind of demand from Asia as before. So that's again bad news for the U.S. exports. So if you're not exporting as much, well, that's of course going to be a problem for your economy. Other factors, well, there are still people that argue that the fiscal stimulus was not really big enough, right? So well, there were different components. There was the TARP.
Do you agree?
To some extent, I agree, because the American economy is really huge, right? So if you're really going to jolt the economy, you need to provide a big stimulus. So it is not really going. And then again, it also goes back to my point about the balanced budget requirements at the state level. So state and local governments, they cannot really do much. So they cannot really increase the state and local government purchases, for instance, government purchases in general. So the federal government has to basically provide that. So when the states cannot spend, it needs to be the federal stimulus that can actually do that for the states.
Okay, we're out of time at this point, but I just want to point out that what the federal government was able to do was loan money to the states for unemployment insurance, which now the states are being forced to pay back. So in that way, a little bit of a stimulus. Please come back. Fascinating guy.
Sure.
Look forward to talking to you some more. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71, and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses, and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
At K-12, we believe that every child is uniquely brilliant. So they deserve an education designed for them. K-12 is available through tuition-free online public schools taught by state-licensed teachers. Join the growing community of K-12 families who have succeeded with an individually tailored, tuition-free online education. Call now or visit K12.com to learn more. Tuition-free for K-11 students in Nevada.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Aaron Johnson is here. He's a columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. Marlon Hawkins is Vice President of Interface Computer Associates, if I can get it out here. And Fred Locken is Professor of Political Science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Pleasure to have you all here. So the interesting story that is developing now and has been developing through the legislative session is this whole question of net metering with the power company and people who are putting solar panels on their roofs. And they want to be able to sell excess power back to the power company. The power company now wants to cut that amount that they pay back in half. And this is a battle that's going on across the country wherever, you know, you have these solar facilities going in, is because the power companies are saying, hey, you know, our business model is based on that we have to put in, you know, the transmission lines and build power plants to do backup power and all the rest of this. But do you think that this is potentially going to kill the solar industry?
Well, it could. I mean, monopolies really hate when they stop being monopolies, don't they? We see with the taxi cartels when they're fighting with Uber. I think ultimately it's the same kind of thing. You have a new technology, a new way of doing things coming in that threatens to overturn a very lucrative status quo and break up a monopoly and let people take control over their own individual power needs. And they have a lot of power, they have a lot of money tied up in it, and they don't like it. If our government can resist that, I think that will actually spur solar power. It'll hurt NV Energy and some of these other companies in the short term, but I think it'll benefit everybody in the long run and help spur the technological growth that's really necessary to make solar viable.
Your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. And Mr. Musk wouldn't be developing a whole house power storage facility if he didn't think that the future was going to go away from what we know as our conglomerate utilities at this particular point.
Okay, so what happens to an NV Energy? And it's an NV Energy in every state.
NV Energies in every state are going to have to come up with different models. Once upon a time it was a horse and buggy and a whip maker. And then we got automobiles. And once upon a time it was an IBM Selectric, and then we had computers. So everybody has to adapt. IBM made the best typewriters in the world, and they still do pretty good with their computers.
This is why we have Mylon on the program.
There you go.
She brings us all to a sense of reality. So what did you think about President Obama's carbon emissions speech yesterday? That sounds like that's going to be very costly in a lot of ways for a lot of different industries.
Well, it does. It gets back to the first conversation. In disruptive technologies, the ultimate goal is good. I mean, in essence, it evolves a brand new idea that is ultimately going to benefit a greater number of people. The challenge is in the transition, and that is clear in this case of the carbon standards as well. We obviously have global warming underway. It's obvious that even if it's cyclical...
Well, obvious to a percentage of the population.
If it is, in fact, not obvious to that population, they have to know that the carbon footprint has been accelerating what may be a cyclical event. And so to get other countries on board, and when you produce a fourth of the world's carbon as one economy, United States leadership was critical in this. I'm also living with this renaissance of Obama. I mean, in the first 6 years, where was he? And now in the last 2 years, it's
one
thing after another. That was one thing.
But it was one huge thing.
I know. But, this guy is just really not being a lame duck like everybody expected he would. But I think it's bold. It does have consequences. But the transition to renewable energies has consequences.
Go ahead.
The problem is that it's lawless. It's major regulation that impacts everybody in America, and one guy is saying this is what we're going to do without input from actual lawmakers. It's lawless. Whether or not it's constitutional, it spits in the face of the principles behind the Constitution, the idea that we get to choose our own lawmakers and have some actual input, have committee hearings, that sort of thing. And so you have unelected bureaucrats who are going to make these regulations and majorly impact our economy. That's nuts.
You know, that may be very true, but unfortunately we have had a Congress that hasn't been particularly efficient in addressing
The Constitution designed the Congress to not be efficient, and an inefficient Congress is not an excuse for somebody just taking on dictatorial powers.
But the interesting reality is that, as a nonpartisan, I'll say that when Republicans do it, it's leadership, and when Democrats do it, it's lawless. And the reality, our system is broken. It's not as our founders intended, and we need to address that in the 21st century.
You have the last word, Maya.
I have the last word in saying that I think our direction going in renewable resources is a marvelous thing. And I think in the long run, we will all benefit. We might not see it, but definitely our children and grandchildren will.
And maybe great-grandchildren. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. A spouse loses a job or a loved one falls ill. The bills keep piling up and people risk losing what they've worked so hard to keep. But with one call, we can help homeowners like you put the pieces back together again. Home Again is a free public service that can help you access the state and federal relief programs that may be available. Call 1-855-457-4638 today. A free public service from the Office of the Nevada Attorney General. 1-855-457-4638.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
I think our fridge eats more than we do.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it definitely eats up more of the energy bill than it should.
Oh, a hungry fridge will never do. Curb those energy cravings with an energy-efficient fridge or freezer from RC Willie.
We have an impressive selection of energy-efficient refrigerators and freezers. This stainless steel Frigidaire refrigerator is only $9.99. Now save $500 on this Samsung French door refrigerator. Freezers start at just $139. Top brands are in stock now. RC Willie.
This hot August night's calendar of events is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment. For tomorrow, don't miss these special events, starting with the Barrett Jackson Cup Show and Shine in downtown Reno, and then the Happy Day Sock Hop at the Circus Circus, drag races and burnouts at the Nugget Casino Resort, Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stone Show, performs at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, and the Beatles Experience performs at Victorian Square in Sparks. This hot August night's calendar of events is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We have a brand new format that is so beautiful, you've got to go watch it. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We're talking China on the next broadcast. We'll see you then.